بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين، محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. We're still in Jama'at prayer, issue 284, page 111. The essential ihtiyat is that a person who is able to learn the recitation of the prayer, but due to negligence or to shortage of time does not do so, must perform his prayer in Jama'at if at all possible. See, if somebody, his qira'at is incorrect, now he has to pray with the correct qira'at, but it is incorrect. So now the question, is it wajib for him to pray in Jama'at always so that he doesn't need to recite Surah Al-Hamd and Qul Huwallahu Ahad, or no, it is not wajib? Here, there is a difference. He put, if he can learn the right recitation, but due to his negligence or shortage of time, he is not learning the proper way of recitation, then according to essential ihtiyat, it becomes wajib for him to perform his prayer in Jama'at if he can do so. Issue 285. It is permissible to perform any of the daily wajib prayers in a Jama'at that is offering a different prayer. And it is also permissible for a person who is praying Ada to follow a person who is praying Qadha, and for a person who, due to being ruled as a traveler, is praying Qasr to follow a person who is praying the complete prayer, and vice versa is also permissible. Now, question, if Imam Jama'at is praying Dhuhr and Asr prayer, and somebody is willing to pray Qadha of morning prayer. Morning prayer is recited with a loud sound, and Dhuhr and Asr Imam Jama'at is praying in whispering. So is it allowed? Say yes, Jama'at prayer, whatever condition is there, is allowed. So if there is difference in namaz itself, still is allowed. If namaz, one is qasr and the imam is praying tamam, is allowed. If somebody has qadha of a prayer and the imam has ada, or vice versa, if the imam is praying qadha on someone and the ma'moom, the one who prays behind the imam, is praying ada, in all such conditions it is allowed. There is no restriction in whatsoever. The only restriction that the prayer should be wajib of the imam, not a mustahab prayer. Yeah, because you are talking with Korean. See, the question is, if somebody wants to pray morning prayer qadha and the imam is praying ada, imam is praying Dhuhr prayer, which is prayed while whispering, and the person wants to pray Qadha of morning prayer, which is to be recited loudly. Now the type of the namaz of the ma'moom differs from namaz of the imam. So is that allowed? He said yes, is allowed in all types. It's not necessary that the prayer of the imam should be the same as the prayer of the ma'moom. Prayer of the imam might be ada or qadha, or prayer of ma'moom might be ada or qadha, or might be, is the prayer loud or silent or reverse. I mean, if imam is praying maghrib prayer loudly and you want to do qadha of your dhuhr and asr prayer, which is quiet, still is okay. He says in all such conditions there is no restriction. Of course, we know that only one restriction, that the prayer should be a wajib prayer, whether ada or qadha, whether qasr or tamam, whether to be recited loudly or whispering, makes no difference. For Nafilah, there is no Jama'at prayer. No, all of them. The Imam and Ma'mum. Imam is Imam of the Jama'at, and then all who prays behind him, each one is called Ma'mum. Ma'mum means the one who has an imam to lead him. Ma'mum means he has an imam to follow. So anybody who has imam and jama'at to follow is called ma'mum. It is a plural. Otherwise, sorry, it is singular. The plural is ma'mum. Issue 286, the Ma'mum, who is a person following the Imam, in addition to his original niyat of the prayer, must also have the niyat of following, and the Ma'mum must specify in his niyat that he is praying behind the Imam who he is following. But to know the Imam's name is not necessary. Now for Jama'at, about the niyat in jama'at, of course he has to have niyat, the ma'mum or the one who prays in jama'at prayer. First he has to have the intention of his prayer, that it is dhuhr prayer or maghrib prayer. And the secondly, he has to have intention that he is offering this prayer in jama'at behind this imam. Now he has to know the imam, because condition will come that Imam should be adil and known to him that he is adil. But now whether to know his name or not, it is not important. But he had to know that I am praying behind so and so Imam as Jama'at. So he has to have niyat of Jama'at, and he should he has to have niyat of offering a prayer behind a known Imam to him. Yeah, but you have to be sure that he is adil. If he is adil, it is okay. Then you know this man who is in the front. Not you pray behind someone that you don't know, you have not seen. You come, the mosque is full, and you are behind, and you don't know the Imam, whether adil or not adil. Don't know what condition you are following him. You have to be sure that he is adil. So you should know that this Imam who is adil, you are sure. Now if somebody told you in advance that Imam of this mosque is adil and he is Mr. So-and-so, maybe by mistake somebody else is there, not the one you want to pray behind him. Sometimes Imam is sick, another person comes, and maybe you do not trust the vice Imam. You need to pray behind the Imam himself. So you should know that you are praying behind whom. Even traveler, yes, he has to find him. Of course, he has to find to be sure that the one he is praying behind him is adil. Otherwise, blindly, he cannot pray behind any imam. He cannot follow the imam blindly. We have to follow him when we are sure that he is adil, and he is just, and he has all other conditions of imam al-jama'at, which will come. So we should know means that, not to know that I know his life history and his name and his house. And no, that is not necessary. But I know that I am praying behind Mr. So-and-so, that I know him, or I know his shape, I know his character, that if somebody else is instead of him, then that will be a different man. Yes. Well, that is okay. I mean, if you got assurance that he is adil, And you know that Brian, this man who the people are praying behind him. Now still you know him, you are specifying him. That this man whom these people are praying behind him, and I trust the knowledge of these people, or maybe one of them is Adil, and he said that this man is Adil, I am sure. So you pray. So still you are specifying your Imam Jama'at. Because what happens sometimes, you want to go to Masjid, for example, and to pray behind Imam Mr. X. And that Imam is not there, by chance somebody else is there. Now you join Jama'at, and later on you discover that somebody else was there, not the Imam, that you have intention to pray behind him. Now again, that person, whether he is Adil or not, that again depends. Of course, these issues will come. But what I mean, you cannot follow an Imam whom you don't know who is he and whether he is Adil or not. Issue 287, at any point during the prayer, if the Ma'moom has an excuse or an essential word, he can change his niyyah to Furada, individual prayer. And after the last tashahud, even without an excuse, to change the niyyah to Furada is permissible. And in other than these two instances, the ihtiyat is to refrain from changing the niyyah to Furada. Now if somebody joined Jama'at prayer, at the middle of the prayer, he had some work and he found his work is delayed, or he has some medical reason, or he has some problem, he has to leave and to finish his prayer quickly and leave Jama'at. Is it allowed or not allowed? He said if he has some essential work or he has some genuine excuse, then he can do that. He can change his niyyah to Furada and then complete his prayer quickly and finish his prayer as individual, not as prayer in congregation, not as Jama'at. After the last tashahud, it's only salam will come. Again, he can change right away into Farada, that is without restriction. But according to Ihtiyat, he said he should not change his niyyah to Farada without any reason. If he joined Jama'at, he has to complete Jama'at, prayer in Jama'at, not to change into Farada. You see, if namaz in Jama'at is there and you pray Furada individually and finish, of course that is not recommended because there is a great stress to offer your prayer in Jama'at. But it is allowed, if you have some genuine reason, you can pray Furada and go. Unless if your action is a type of disrespect to Imam, that you are accusing Imam is not Adil and becomes a sort of ihanat, an abuse for the Imam of the Jama'at. An ihanat of a Muslim is not allowed. Some of the ulama say even your namaz will be batil, because with your namaz you are doing another haram by doing ihanat of a mu'min. If it gives that hint, you know. If it is not, well, it is allowed. Yes, is it a Jama'at prayer or Furada prayer? Among ladies, if all are praying individual, of course you can pray individual. But if there is Jama'at prayer among ladies, why you are not joining Jama'at prayer? There is a great tawab in Jama'at prayer, so there is no reason not to join. Still it is allowed, not wajib, it is mustahab and greatly stressed. But sometimes you can pray individual and go, but sometimes as type of criticism to Imam of the Jama'at, some people intentionally, they come at time of Jama'at and intentionally pray individually just to show criticism to the Imam that we do not believe Imam is Adil. I mean on that condition. Otherwise in ordinary condition is okay. Yeah, the same Adil which was given in the early Masail, about taqleed. The same adil, the one who has the ability to control himself from not indulging in haram things, and if he does any haram, right away he will do istighfar and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to do haram again. Because there is still different views about it. Some say the one who might do the small sins, not the great sins, and some say even if he does the great sin, but there is tawbah right away, it's okay. Some say if small sins is repeatedly done by him, still is not allowed, because this means he does not have that control. Some say no, the small sins are allowed even if repeatedly done. There are different views in detail, but in general it is the same definition which was given at the beginning of the Risala. Issue 288. If a ma'moom arrives when the imam has moved to ruku', he can join the imam, and after the ruku', if he has an excuse, change his niyyah to furada. But it is better, ihtiyatan, not to do this. Now, you know, in jama'at, if the imam, at the time of ruku', it is allowed to say Allahu Akbar of takbirat al-ihram, and join the imam with ruku' without reciting of Surah Al-Hamd or Qul Huwallahu Ahad. So right away say Allahu Akbar of takbirat al-ihram, and then you can go to ruku' after while you stand to have qiyas muttasil bil ruku', and then you go to ruku' before imam raise his head from ruku'. Now if somebody does so and then after finishing ruku', then he decides to complete his prayer faster than the imam as individual, you see, if he has a reason, is allowed, but it is better not to do so. Any ruku'? No, first one, second one, third or fourth, any ruku'. If the imam is a ruku', you can say Allahu Akbar and then join the imam. Now what to do later on, of course these ahkam will come. If the imam is in the second, what you should do. If he is in the third and you are in the first, what you should do. If he is in fourth and you are in first, these details will come. But in general, if the imam is in ruku', you can say Allahu Akbar and join him in ruku' before he raises his head. No. Only in ruku'. Till he stands, and then now if he when he stands, if he recites Surah Al-Hamd, then you can join and you keep silent, you don't need to recite. But if he is in third or fourth rak'at, and if you join him while standing, you have to recite Hamd and Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Of course these details will come. Now what is going to discuss, that how to join jama'at. These are masail, and other conditions of jama'at will come in detail. Issue 289. If in the dhuhr prayer, for example, one has an excuse and change one's niyyah to furada and complete the prayer while the imam is still engaged in the prayer, it is permissible to rejoin that imam who is still praying the dhuhr prayer for one's asr prayer. If somebody join imam the jama'at for dhuhr prayer, and then after the first rak'at or after second rak'at, he thought that he is busy and he has to complete his prayer quickly, then he finishes the prayer faster than the imam and complete his dhuhr. Now to pray asr, imam maybe on third or maybe in fourth rak'at, still is imam is praying jama'at of dhuhr prayer, for him it is asr prayer, then it is allowed to rejoin the jama'at and again have niyyat of asr prayer and join the imam, even if the imam is in fourth rak'at or third rak'at. Issue 290. If one arrives when the imam jama'at is in ruku' or arrives at the beginning of the rak'at but waits to join the prayer when the imam has moved to ruku', it is permissible while the Imam is in ruku' to make the niyat, say the takbira fil ihram and move to ruku'. And providing one arrives in ruku' before the Imam begins to leave the ruku', one's prayer in jama'at is sahih, even though one did not arrive in ruku' before the Imam has finished the dhikr of ruku'. The footnote, and this counts as the ma'moom first rak'at and applies to whatever rak'at the Imam may have reached when the ma'moom arrives. And if before one arrives to the limit of ruku', the Imam begins to leave his ruku', it is not enough. And according to ihtiyat, the same applies if the Imam has begun to lift his head from the ruku', even though he is still in the position of ruku'. Now if somebody comes to jama'at prayer and Imam is standing, whether in first, second, third or fourth rak'at, whatever it is, well, he can join Imam. If the Imam in the first and second rak'at, then he can join and say takbirat al-ihram and remain standing. First and second, he don't need to recite hamd and surah. So he keep silent till Imam finish and go to ruku', he go to ruku' with Imam. If the Imam is in third or fourth rak'at, he's doing subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, then if one joins the Imam while Imam is standing, he has to recite Surah Al-Hamd and qul huwallahu ahad if the time is sufficient. Now in all cases, if he does not want to join Imam while Imam is standing, or sometimes he doesn't know Imam is in which rak'at, it is Dhuhr prayer and Imam is silent, now we don't know, is it first rak'at, third rak'at, fourth rak'at, Imam recite the prayer whispering, you don't hear the Imam. So here it's better to wait till Imam go for ruku'. Now when Imam goes for ruku', you can say Allahu Akbar, you have niyat of whatever prayer, Dhuhr prayer for example, say Allahu Akbar, stand little while to have standing or qiyam muttasil bi ruku', and then if you want the second Allahu Akbar, which is mustahab, and you go to ruku', join the Imam in ruku'. Imam finish ruku', you stand after Imam, say Allahu liman hamidah, you go for sajdatain and complete your prayer accordingly. Now what happens sometimes, that when you reach and you say Allahu Akbar, Imam has finished Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdi, his dhikr has been completed, and you join him in ruku' after he has completed dhikr of ruku'. Now whether your prayer is right or not, he said yes, it still is right, as long as Imam is in position of ruku', even if the dhikr has finished. But if the Imam has raised his head or starts raising his body from ruku', and you went to ruku' before and when Imam completed ruku' and he starts standing, then he said the prayer is not correct here, because you have not joined Imam in ruku' and you have not recited hamd and surah. You say Allahu Akbar after takbirat al-ihram. If there is no jama'at, you have to recite hamd and surah. Now when you go to ruku' and Imam is not in ruku', then you have not recited hamd and you have not recited surah. So you have to join Imam when the Imam is still in ruku' before he raises his head or his body. Issue 291, if one does not consider it probable that one can join the jama'at while the Imam is in ruku', it is ihtiyat not to join the jama'at. So it's one thing that it is not probably possible to join the jama'at because Imam has completed dhikr. Now if you say Allahu Akbar and you have little qiyam and you go to ruku', Imam will raise his head, then here for ihtiyat you should not join jama'at. Issue 292, if at the moment that the prayer leader is in ruku', the ma'moom makes the niyat and recites the takbiratul ihram, but before he moves to ruku, the imam has begun to leave the ruku. Then the essential ihtiyat is that he waits there, standing in the same position until the imam stands up for the following rak'at, which the ma'moom counts as his first. And he then completes the prayer following the imam as far as possible. But if the ma'moom knows that there will be such a long time before the imam stands up for the following rak'at, that he will come out of the appearance of following, then he changes his niyyah to furada and completes the prayer individually. It happens sometimes when you say Allahu Akbar of takbiratul ihram, you feel that the imam is raising his head from ruku' and you have no time to go for ruku'. So here he said there is two options. If the imam is praying somehow fast, it will be only two sajda and the imam will stand. Then you can remain silent, because that will not be very long, waiting for jama'at. And when imam stands, then you join jama'at. Now if the imam was in first rak'at and now he stands for the second rak'at, when you are joining imam, you don't need to recite hamd and surah. But if the imam was in third rak'at and then he stands for the fourth rak'at, he is reciting subhaniyat, then you have to recite hamd and qul huwallahu ahad if time permits, and continue in jama'at with the imam. But if the imam is mentioning zikr and salawat and take very long, as in tashahud, to take very long time, that you think you are standing silent for such a long time, will change shape of prayer, then in ihtiyat, then you have to change the prayer from jama'at to furada. Yes, if imam goes for ruku' and then you think if you recite qul huwallahu ahad he will come out of ruku', then you don't need to recite qul huwallahu ahad. But if there is time, then you should recite qul huwallahu ahad.
Only one
hamd? Yes, only hamd. If imam goes to ruku' and you think now if you recite surah then imam will come out of ruku', then you can go to ruku' without reciting the surah. We come to conditions of jama'at prayer. In jama'at prayer, in addition to those already stated up, there are several other conditions which must be observed. First, there must not be anything between the ma'moom and the imam that prevents sight between the two. And in the same way, there must not be anything that prevents sight between the ma'moomin. And the ma'moom by whom they are connected to the imam, even though in certain cases this does not prevent sight. And failing this, the prayer in jama'at is batil. But if the ma'moom is a woman and the imam is a man, the existence of a barrier between her and the imam and between her and the men who are the ma'moomin is not a problem. Now, the first condition, there should be no barrier between the imam and ma'moom. If you pray behind imam, there should be no wall and no barrier which prevents us to see the imam. So that is why the jama'at means congregation, means together. Now if there is a barrier, means we are in two different places, not in one place. So jama'at has no meaning. So the imam and the ma'mum should see, the ma'mum should see the imam, and there should be no barrier between them. Also, there should be no barrier between the ma'mumin themselves. Now, if there is barrier, then the connection of jama'at will not be there. If there is a group and then there is a barrier, and like there is a wall, and in the other room they pray jama'at, it's not possible because there is a barrier, there is no continuation.
How many connections
do you have? Each ma'mum should be connected to other ma'mumin who, till they reach the imam. So he's connected to ma'mum either from the front or from the right side or from the left side. Now if no one in front of him and no one on his right side, no one on his left side, means he is praying individually, he is not praying in jama'at. So there must be connection from any one of the three sides, from the front, from the right, or from the left side. So if somebody is far, or if there is barrier, then it's not allowed. You see, even if this barrier, you can see like a glass, but then you see this is barrier, a door made of a glass, you see the others, but it is called that you are outside, you are not within. There is a barrier that is not allowed. There should be connection. Jama'at means connection in one place, one area. If there is no connection, then it is not allowed.
Yeah, alone,
yes, but there is no barrier between you and them. You see them, and your place of sujood is near their place of standing. You can remain alone because from the front you are connected to them, even if you are alone in the last line. Barrier, I mean there should be no wall, no partition, no curtain, in which you don't see each other. That's what is meant barrier. Now, this is about men. What about women? If they pray in jama'at, and if there is barrier between them, like small curtain, between they are connected otherwise, but only the small curtain is dividing them from the imam. So for women, it is allowed. A barrier between women and imam of the jama'at is allowed, or between the women and the men, if there is a barrier, is allowed. Now suppose the women are praying in mosque in one line, imam is standing here, and suppose the Mu'min are just beside imam, well, they see the imam and they are in front of him. Now here, there is the women coming. So they put the curtain and the women stand just beside the women in the first line. Now because there is a curtain, of course they cannot see the other Mu'min and they cannot see the imam. Is it allowed? You say yes, for the women it is allowed. But for men, if there is a curtain, not allowed. For women, it's allowed. Or the women might be on the back side, you could say 2 or 3 rows, whatever it is, for the men. And then there is a curtain, and the women are praying in the back row, but there is a curtain between them. They cannot see them with the men. You say, this is okay for them. The other possibility is they pray on the second floor of the mosque, and there is a glass or something in which which is regarded as a barrier, not completely open to see the imam. They may not see the imam, but they are right away above the ma'amin, behind the imam, but above the third floor. You may not see it in some of the places. If you see it, then it is okay. But the question is, if you cannot see, you say still it's okay. The women are then okay. But if the men are offering prayer in the opposite and they cannot see that, then the man is not allowed. But for women, it's allowed.
You know, in this case,
the women are
praying
upstairs.
There's only one woman. That's
what the law is,
right?
Yeah, it's okay because she's praying with others. Yes, they stand in a row. Yes, they have to be close to each other, yes. If they are far, then they will not join Jama'at. Unless they are in Jama'at with others.
Supposing in the last row, there are one is offering prayer here, one is offering prayer here, one is here. Though they are separated, but they are joined to the front. Of course, it is mustahab to be together in one row. If there are two or three, they should be together. But they have to join Jama'at in any way. Now, these women here are joining Jama'at from here, and this one is joining from here, and this one is joining. Even if another one here, they join from left side. Sometimes, if not, then you can join, because you can join from the front. Then you can join from the front. Not directly. In the right, directly left is allowed. Still you call joining. Still it's called joining.
One more
gap
after the second
row
or the third
row? No, there should be no much gap. Because little gap is allowed. This masala will come. But there should be no much gap. It should be near to each other.
So the first condition of Jama'at, there should be no barrier between Imam and Ma'mumin. Second, the place of the Imam is not higher than that of the Ma'mum, unless the place of the Imam is higher by so little that it is not noticed, or if the ground is sloping so little that it is spoken of as flat. Now, Imam should be either with the level of Ma'mumin or below level of Ma'mumin. Imam cannot be higher than Ma'mumin. If he is higher, then Jama'at prayer is not valid. Unless there is very little slope, as Imam is not higher, let us say 1 or 2 inches, the slope, that is not regarded as higher. But if it is in a higher place, even if it is, let us say, 10-15 centimeters, if the Imam is higher, that may not be allowed. Ma'mum can be higher to Imam. So second, third, fourth floor, it is possible that Ma'mumin pray. So the Imam should be down. Now if there is a mosque, and the mosque is higher than the ground of the sahan around the mosque, very around the mosque, and Imam is praying on the mosque. Now the mosque is full, and the people pray below, 1 or 2 steps below on the ground. Is it allowed? No, in such case it is not allowed, because then Imam becomes higher than Ma'mumin who pray outside the mosque. In such cases, what they do is to dig the place for the Imam to pray down to be in level with the sahan around, with the area around the mosque. So Imam will pray 1 or 2 steps lower in the mosque. So his position and position of those who are outside the mosque is the same or maybe lower. Is this point clear? Third, that the Ma'mum is not further from the Imam than the normal distance, unless connected to the Imam by Ma'mumin who directly or by means of other Ma'mumin are connected to the Imam. So here comes the third point, is connection, that the Ma'mum should be connected with the Imam or connected with other Ma'mumin who are also connected to the Imam. One is connected to the other. And the essential ihtiyat is that between the place where the Imam stands and the Ma'mum behind him places his head in prostration, there be not more space than the length of a space And the same applies to the space between where a row of ma'mumin in the front stands and the place where the row behind prostrate. And the ihtiyat or mustahab about the space is that it be not more than normal, and it is better ihtiyatan that between the place where the imam stands and the place where the ma'mum stands, there be no more distance than the space taken up by the body in sajdah. And the same applies to the space between rows of ma'mumin.
Now here between row where they stand and they pray and the imam, or between ma'mumin and the for ihtiyat, actually there should be no space. I mean the place where ma'mum do sujood should be near the place where imam is standing. So maybe a few centimeters. There should be no space. Now in case there is a space, this space should be listed that they say they are praying together. Now if the distance is say 1 or 2 meters distance between Imam and Ma'mum, naturally there is no connection and no space. Now some of the ulama say ihtiyatan there should be very near and no much space. Some say little more space, if they say 10-20 centimeters still in regarding okay. But this is a for ihtiyat, there should be no gap between ma'mum and imam. Again, between ma'mumin themselves who pray beside each other, there should be no big gap between them. Let us say maximum gap of, let us say, 20 centimeters between one ma'mum and ma'mum, something like that. It's okay that when you see they are together, but they are not attached to each other, but they are together. But if the space between ma'mum and ma'mum is, say, 0.5 meter or 1 meter, then it becomes too much to say they are not attached to each other. I mean, like space one ma'mum sitting, suppose in the first row, and one of the ma'mumin finishes prayer earlier and in qulada, and he goes. Now the ma'mum who is outside, he has a gap to join the jama'at equal to one person, which is about 60 centimeters. Now this is too much, this is not allowed. So either he should join here, or also his prayer will become qulada. He has to change the niyat of qulada and act accordingly. So this shows that there should be no space.
Can move little
is okay. But can join jama'at. Otherwise, if space remains, then that is too much. Now, if there is sometimes pillar in the building, and that pillar is wide, 30-40 centimeter pillar. Suppose here there is a pillar in the building, and somebody is willing to pray after the prayer to join the row of jama'at. Is it allowed? No, according to us, we are not allowed because that is a gap. Now he is not in connection with the jama'at. He can join the second row, yes, from behind, yes. He can join because these are connected. But the first row, if there is a pillar which landed, he cannot. Even if the pillar is in the second row, but in the first row there is no pillar, you can join jama'at after the pillar, but he links the people in the front.
So there's
a pillar,
and after the pillar,
you can join? Yes, they have to join from the front.
In the first row there's a pillar, here and there, and after there's 2 people down.
Yes, they cannot, they have no connection. To the front, nobody, they are the first row.
and to the left is the pillar.
No,
they cannot join from behind. They cannot join from behind. They have to join from the front, right or left side. There should be some people in Jama'at on the right side, left side or the front. Yes, if there is no man in the first row near the curtain, then they cannot pray in Jama'at. Well, they usually know that there is someone there from their sound, or usually the men are careful about it. If they see the row is incomplete, some will come from the other side and complete the row till the women. So that is not usual. If they are not doing it, then there is no Jama'at.
So in other words,
they
should be not
safe
before
one or two people, let me say, are not in the curtain, then the mass is invalid. So there should be continuation. Here there is no continuation. So usually the men, they are aware of it, so they complete the row from the side where the women are praying, even if the other side, only one person or two person are there. They try, one behind the imam and the rest will complete the role. Otherwise, they will tell the women that there is no enough men, the role is incomplete, that the Jama'at is invalid.
There are no questions
for the second story. No, they are above. But again, second story, if they pray above the Imam direct, yes. But suppose no Ma'mun here, and on second story, they pray here. Now they pray behind whom? There is no contact. Okay, second story, if they pray behind the Imam, they can join the Imam there. Or if they pray where there are some other Ma'mun, I mean, suppose the second row is here. Or maybe the second row is